First Kings chapter 17, verse number 8. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse, and behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth the rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Elijah comes on the scene, and he gives Ahab a weather report, and then says, I'm leaving town. And he said, It's not going to rain unless it's according to my word. And he said, I'm going to be out of the picture. Well, Ahab didn't maybe think a whole lot about that at the moment. But when the dry spell got drier and the earth got more parched, he no doubt was aware that what the man of God said had come to pass. He no doubt was looking for Elijah, but Elijah had been hid by God down by the brook. Wasn't too long, no doubt, till the brook dried up. Elijah did not panic when the brook dried up. He just stayed by the brook. Amen. Sometimes when our brooks dry up, we panic. Elijah did not panic. He just stayed right there until he heard again from the Lord. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah and said, Go over to the Zarephath, there's a widow woman over there, and I have commanded her to sustain thee. I'm glad Elijah knew that everything had already been provided before he ever left the brook. Amen. He had not got to Zarephath, and he had not got to the widow woman's house, but I'm glad when he got there, the Bible said she was there. Amen. And if God promises you something down with the dry brook, when you get wherever he sends, it'll be all right. He'll be there. He got over there to the widow woman's house, and the first thing he said to this widow woman, and as far as I know, Elijah had never seen her, and she had never seen Elijah. As far as I know, they were strangers, and the first thing the man of God said to her, Fetch me. He said, Fetch me in verse 10, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel. Verse 11, the next thing that Elijah said to this widow woman was, Bring me. He said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. Then in verse 13, the next thing Elijah said to her was, Make me. He said, A little cake. It's amazing how arrogant it seems like that the man of God was really being here to this widow woman. But when you've already got the word of the Lord and you already have the promises of God, and you already know that the Lord is going to sustain you through this widow woman, I'm glad that it's not arrogance, it's faith. Amen. And it might have seemed like arrogance to this widow woman, but Elijah knew it was faith. He said, I fetch me and bring me and make me. I want to talk tonight from verse 13 where he said, Make me. He said, And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first. I want to preach tonight from that little verse there, Make me thereof a little cake first. On this thought, has God ever set a cake on your table? Has the Lord ever set a cake on your table? I'm seeing something more as the older I get, especially in my life, and it's the goodness of God. I'm becoming more aware of the goodness of God unto me. It'd be a foolish person tonight to stand to their feet and say, God has not been good to me. God has been good to every one of us. I believe Joseph said all the way down in Egypt, all that had happened to Joseph, when his brothers got down there, Joseph said to them, he said, you meant all this, he said, unto me for evil, but God meant it unto good. Even the worst day that I've had, God has been good unto me. And this year is a picture of the goodness of God unto Elijah. It's a real picture of how good God was to this man of God. Are you aware tonight that God's been good to you? The Bible said in Psalms 107, the Lord is good. Do you know the Lord has never been bad? The Lord cannot be bad. I've heard people say, well, the Lord is bad to me. No, He can't be bad to you. The Lord, He don't know how to be bad. Why? Because the Bible said the Lord is good. He didn't say that He's trying to be good. He is good. The Lord is not struggling to be good. He is good. The Lord is not hoping someday He's going to arrive and be good. He is good. And I'm glad that He is. Now, I have a problem with that. I struggle every day, seem like, to be good. I have to work at being good, but God is just simply good. Truly, He said in Psalm 73, the Lord, truly, the Lord is good to Israel. You say, well, I'm not a Jew. Well, you're Abraham's seed if you have been saved by the grace of God, and I'm glad if He was good to Abraham, He's going to have to be good to me. I believe it said in Romans that the goodness of God leadeth men to repentance. God has been good to us. This is a picture of the goodness of God unto Elijah. Elijah said, make me thereof a little cake first. Has God ever set a cake on your table? Has God ever set a blessing on your table? Has God ever been good to you and brought you something by, I tell you, that helped you along life's journey? Has God been good to you tonight? Hallelujah, if He has, you're to say amen for the glory of God. God has been good to every one of us. Well, I ought to have been in hell. I should have been in hell. And I could have been in hell. And I would have been in hell if it had not been for the goodness of God Almighty toward my life. God has been good to every one of us. Let me just say a couple of things. Elijah got a cake he wanted. Look in verse number 13. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first. Elijah wanted a cake. Do you know Elijah got a cake he wanted? Amen. How many things have you ever got from God just because you wanted them? Amen. No, Elijah didn't really deserve it, and neither do we. We're not worthy of anything tonight. Hey, the only thing we're worthy of is burning in hell. But thank God, Jesus saved me by the grace of God and birthed me into the family of God. And I'm not going tonight. I like what one preacher said here some time ago. I don't know if he's here or somewhere else. Somebody asked him why he wasn't going to hell. He said, I ain't headed that way. Hallelujah, I'm not going to hell tonight because I'm not headed that way. I'm headed in another direction. I'm headed up, thank God. I'm headed to glory. God's been good to me. God has blessed me. I don't know about you, but I'm safe for myself tonight that God has truly, without a shadow of a doubt, been good to this boy. He's been good to me. I didn't deserve one blessing. I didn't deserve one touch. I didn't deserve one breath. But God, hallelujah, has been good to me. Amen. God's been good. Thank God to us. How many things does God give you just because you want it? Elijah said, make me a cake. Why? He wanted it. Lord, look at the stuff God has given you because you wanted it. Some of you preachers are sitting here tonight and God's been so good to you, you wanted a different church and a bigger church and maybe a better church, and God just simply because you wanted it, obliged you and let you have it. Amen. You say, well, I ain't never prayed for a bigger church or a better church. Well, some of us have. You might not, but some of us have. God Almighty's been good to us, has He not? Hey, some of you men sitting right here tonight, you got on your knees before God and said, God, I'd like to have a good woman. I'd like to have a good wife. And God, I tell you, just set a cake, hallelujah, on your table. You want to be a praising God tonight for that cake God has set on your table. Some of you's prayed to try to tell you, make ends meet. And God Almighty has set cake after cake on your table. You didn't know where it's coming from, but hallelujah, God mailed her in. God shipped her in. God sent it in. Why? Because you wanted it. I'll tell you one reason you got a cake you wanted. This is profound. He asked for it. Hey man, ain't that profound? Elijah got a cake, but simply because he asked for it. How long has it been since you've asked God for a real touch from heaven? Oh, I'm not talking about so you can jump up and shout and hoot and holler. I'm talking about so you can do nothing but honor God. Hallelujah. And if that's what it takes to honor God, that's great. But it might be, I tell you, bound in an old-fashioned altar and humbling ourselves before God. I want to tell you tonight, God's been good to us. He's given us cake after cake after cake that we asked Him for, that we just simply wanted. Elijah said, make me a cake. He asked for it. He did say in James, we have not because we ask not. Amen. Oh, God, what a picture of God's goodness to Elijah. God gave him a cake that he wanted. Look in verse 12. There's three knots in this little story. In verse number 12, you know what she said? She said, I have not. I have not. Well, there's many a person come into the house of God every Sunday morning where I pastor, and if you really look at them, if they'd be honest, they'd have to say, I have not. Amen. He said to that little widow woman, make me a little cake. She said, I have not. I don't have the means. She said, I'm just gathering some sticks. And me and my son's going to make a little cake or a little morsel of bread. And me and my son's going to eat it. And I want you to notice the last word she said to Elijah before he said, I want a cake. She said, me and my son are going to die. Keep that in mind. Keep that word die in mind. She said, me and my son are going to eat this little cake and die. She said, that's it. That's all we have. Ain't that amazing? Elijah turned right around and said, well, let's not worry about that dying stuff. I want a cake. Hey, you can die later. You can die when I'm gone. I want a cake. She said, I have not. Oh, how many people come in, even maybe here tonight, and you're empty, and you're low, and you're down, and you're discouraged. I want to tell you, you're saying, whether you say it audibly or not, you're saying in your heart, I have not. Oh, I want to tell you, God Almighty could come by and set a cake on your table tonight. He wants to. Do you want it? Hey, you're going to get just about what you want. Elijah said, I want a cake. I want a cake. Make me a cake. You can die later. Don't worry about dying. I want a cake. You know what Elijah said? She said, I have not. Look in verse number 13. And Elijah said, fear not. Ain't that amazing? You know what the preacher does every Sunday morning? It doesn't really matter where he preaches from Genesis to Revelation. He knows there's people in the congregation that have not. It don't really matter what his topic is and where he preaches from. If he preaches, I tell you, the Word of God, somewhere through there, his message is going to be, fear not. Amen. Ain't that amazing? She's saying, I have not. I have not. Elijah said, fear not. But I want to tell you, there's something better than that. Hallelujah. Look at the next verse. The Lord spoke. She spoke up and said, I have not. Elijah spoke up and said, fear not. But oh, there's one better than her speaking. There's one better than Elijah speaking. In the next verse it said, and the Lord said, the bottom mill waste not. Amen. While we're sitting around saying, I have not, the man of God's trying his best to preach the Word of God, saying, fear not. But oh, hallelujah, the whole time God, through the man of God and the Holy Ghost, is saying, don't you worry. Hallelujah, the battle mill will waste not. Elijah said, give me a cake. I want a cake. Has God ever set a cake on your table? You want it. Hallelujah, he sure has. Amen. He's been good to you, ain't he? Look over in chapter 19. Elijah not only got a cake he wanted, but Elijah got a cake he needed. Hallelujah. Verse 1, and Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done. Somebody's going to tell on you. And they're going to tell all that you've done. Whether you've done it or not, they're going to tell them you've done it all. And wherefore, how he had slain all the prophets with a sword. I'll not read all this. You know the story. Elijah, she sent word to Jezebel, sent word to Elijah and said, I'm going to do to you like you've done to my prophets. Look what he said in verse 4. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. First thing you'll do is run. Second thing you'll do is sit down. And he requested for himself that he might, what's that word? Die. Well, back there when he was wanting the cake, and that little widow woman said, me and my son's going to die. He said, I don't want to hear about that dying business. You can die later. Now here's that same man of God under a juniper tree requesting for himself that he might die. Wouldn't it have been something if that little widow woman come along and said, I don't want to hear about that dying business. You remember when you was wanting a cake and I gave you a cake? I don't want to hear about that dying business. By the way, most of the preachers ain't interested in all that I tell you trash when you give a testimony. You know what? If we could ever get by our hospital reports when we testify, we might get to the place we could honor God. If that's all you're interested in, tune in to channel, I tell you, 14, that religious circus place, and order you some healing herbs. There's a fellow on there the other day had some healing herbs. Oh, he said, hey, somebody out there, well, Lord, have mercy, I can do that. He said, there's somebody out there that's got high blood pressure. I said, my soul, about half the world's got high blood pressure. You can't miss it when you say stuff like that. He said, send $97, and I'll send you some healing herbs. My goodness, you say that's awful. No, that's not what's bad. It's those people that send him $97. I pay for the healing herbs. Elijah sat down on the juniper tree, and what did he say? He said, Lord, it is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. He told that widow woman when he was wanting the cake, said, I don't want to hear about that dying. And now he turned right around and said, Lord, I'm going to die. Well, why don't he ask for a cake? When she, hey, ain't it amazing? When somebody else is dying, you can ask for a cake. But when you're dying, all you want to do is die. Amen. Why didn't old Elijah speak up and say, God, I remember back down the road as I was at that widow woman's house, and she felt like she was dying and all hope was gone, and there's nothing to look forward to. And oh, God, I remember how you put it in my heart to ask for a cake, and God, you gave me a cake. Why in the world didn't he do that now? Look what he said in verse 5. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him. I don't know what all angels do, but on this occasion they bake cakes. Yes, sir. Can you imagine the Heavenly Father looking over at one of the angels and say, I've got a despondent servant down there under a juniper tree laying, and he's requesting to die, and I want you to go down there, whether you bake it here or bake it there, I want you to take him a cake. Then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And he looked, and guess what? And behold, there was a cake baking on the coals. Boy, it's a blessing when you get those cakes that you want. Is it not? But I want to tell you, the ones that will really help you is the ones you get that you don't ask for. Elijah did not ask for this cake, but God knew that he needed it. Oh yeah, he got a cake he wanted, but thank God he got a cake that he needed. And you might as well admit it tonight, you and I would not be here if it had not been for the cakes that God set on our table when we needed it. We didn't even know we needed it. Not even enough to ask for it. But hallelujah, God come by and set a cake on your table when you needed it. Amen. Oh, while we're sitting around saying, I have not, angels are baking cakes. Amen. Oh, he said, I have not. Oh. Aren't you glad when you're defeated? Boy, Elijah, first thing he did is sit down. Then he laid down. He's just getting lower and lower. My soul, you're up tonight because God set cakes on your table. Oh, he's defeated and discouraged. As a matter of fact, he said, I'm done for. He said, my life's over. He said, I'm not better than my father's. He said, just let me die. Aren't you glad when we feel like there's no hope and there's no help? God sets a cake on your table. You don't even know maybe you need it, but oh, you're so despondent and so discouraged and so down, you're not even aware that you need it. All you got in view, all you can see by those eyes is death. Let me die. I got to looking at that, and there's four of the greatest men in the Bible that told God to kill them. Let me give them to you. Elijah's one of them. Elijah said, Lord, ain't that a man? Hey, when you quit eating cakes, all you're going to do is sit under a juniper tree and lay down and want to die. Why in the world is he sitting down on the juniper tree? He just killed about 800 false prophets. And why in the world would he run from one woman? Evidently, he's quit eating cakes. I can tell when some of my members quit eating cakes. They begin to miss Sunday night service. And then they begin to miss Wednesday night service. And then they lose their testimony. And then they lose their joy. Then they lose their influence. Hey, when you quit eating cakes and asking God for cakes, I want to tell you, God will let you walk your own path and go your own way and let you starve out there. But he ain't going to really let you die, because he's going to come by when you don't even know you need it and set a cake on your table. Did Elijah deserve it? No, sir. Was he worthy of it? Oh, no. Didn't even ask for it. But God set a cake on his table. My Lord, have mercy. There's been a many time I've walked in the pulpit, Brother Andy. And I, as far as prayed enough, I hadn't prayed enough or read enough or visited enough or studied enough to even be allowed to stand up and preach. But oh, God allowed me to walk behind the pulpit when I wasn't worthy and deserving of anything. And God, when I tell you, make me a cake and hallelujah, set it right down on my table and flood my soul. By the way, he didn't bake him pies. He made him cakes. Most of the pies I've ever seen is just one crust in the bottom with filling in it, one layer. But I want to tell you, when it comes to cake, you can just layer them up. He did say over in John 1 that Jesus Christ was made flesh and we beheld His glory as the glory of the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth. Boy, ain't that a blessing. I'll give you one better than that. The next verse says, and have all we received of His fullness, grace for grace. You know what He said? He said grace on top of grace. Layering it, my soul. I don't know if I've ever got a one-layer cake from God. Seems like every cake I ever got was layer on top of layer, on top of layer, on top of layer. Amen. And preacher, what does that mean? God's good to you. And God is good to me. There was a man by the name of Moses said the same thing Elijah said. Numbers 11, he said, I am not able to bear all this people alone because it is too great for me. And if thou deal thus with me, listen to what Moses said. Moses said, kill me. Lord have mercy, listen to that. He said, kill me and let me not see my wretchedness. Moses, what a man of God. Appeared over yonder on the Mount of Transfiguration. But here in Numbers 11, he's looking at the people and he said, oh God, I can't handle it anymore. There's preachers probably here tonight saying in your soul, I can't handle it anymore. The Lord is too heavy. I can't bear up under the Lord. Hallelujah. Hang on. God Almighty will set a cake on your table. You say, what'd he do? The Lord come to Moses and said, Moses, look out 70 elders. He said, and I'm going to take your spirit. He said, and put on them. And he said, I'm going to help them bear up under, help you bear up under the load. Boy, ain't that a blessing. It'd help some of you preachers to quit trying to do it all yourself. There's one thing I can't do down at Lowdown. I sure flat can't sing. When Steve said last night or this morning or sometime, Brother James is going to come and sing one for us, Lord have mercy, I ducked my head. Somebody said, hallelujah, it wasn't you. I said, you ain't near as happy about it as I am. I'm glad he's talking about Brother James Corbett. I thank God he is here. Hey, I cannot do that. That's not in me. And sometimes I wonder what is in me. But boy, I get a blessing when God sets a cake on my table. And hey, we ought to come to the house of God not only to get a cake, but we ought to come to the house of God with cake all over us. We ought to just bury our face in that good cake God's got. What God do for Moses? Gave him 70 elders. And two of them got so excited about it when they got the spirit of Moses on them, they had names. I don't know who the other 68 were, but two of them had names. Hallelujah. Old Moses got a me dad cake, and I tell you, what's that other's name? What was his name? Well, I can tell y'all been reading your Bible. Me dad and Eldad. I don't know, but two of them, they was named Dad. Moses got a 70. I'm trying to tell you, when Moses said, God, kill me, let me die, just like Elijah said, God set a 70 layer cake on his table. There was another man by the name of Jonah, chapter 4, verse 3. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me. for it is better for me to die than to live. While Elijah said, God, let me die. Moses said, kill me. Jonah said, let me die. He said, it's better for me to die than it is to live. What in the world did God do for old Jonah? Old Jonah done the same thing Elijah did, went over there and sat down. And while he was sitting there about half asleep, God baked him a cake. What kind he did? He got a gourd cake. Yeah. He got a gourd cake. Why, Jonah didn't get but a one layer cake, but boy, that gourd come up over him, and I tell you, sheltered him from the hot sun, and old Jonah laid back in the shade of that, and guess what? In all four chapters of the book of Jonah, the only thing the Bible said Jonah was glad for, Jonah said, I sure glad for that gourd. Are you glad for your gourd? I mean, here's a city he's preached to. Nineveh shall be overthrown. I mean, and he preached the word of God, and the city repented. And the Bible said, Jonah's glad for the gourd. There's another man by the name of Job. Chapter 3 and verse 21, which longed for death. Job said, I'm longing for death, but it cometh not. He said, I dig for it more than for hid treasure. Chapter 7 and verse 15, Job said, my soul chooseth strangling and death rather than life. He said, Job said, I wish somebody would just strangle me. He was in his misery and his wretchedness. And Job said, I choose strangling. I choose death rather than life. You say, what in the world did God do for Job? The chapter. Hallelujah. Get over to the last chapter. Jonah got a one layer gourd cake. Moses got, I tell you, a 70 layer cake. But I want to tell you, hallelujah, old Job got a 22,000 layer cake. Why, sure he did. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she asses. Now, I didn't tell you the whole story. He got more than 22,000 layer cake. He got a 22,010 layer cake. You say, I just don't believe all that stuff. Well, when you had half that much and it was all vanished and gone, you'd probably be a running aisle shouting, saying, thank God for the cake. God blessed Job with a 22,010 layer cake. He lost all of his children. How many did he have? He had 10. And God Almighty set a cake on his table 10 times with 10 more children. And I'll say this, he evidently set some cakes on Job's wife's table. Because after a woman's done had 10 and be willing to have 10 more. Evidently she's been eating God's cakes. Amen. God gave, I tell you, Elijah a cake. You know what it done for Elijah? Got him out of the wilderness. He needed a cake. He needed out of the wilderness. God gave him a cake, and it got him out of the wilderness. Moses needed a cake, and it got Moses out of some of his work. Old Jonah needed a cake, and it got him out, I tell you, his misery. Job needed a cake, and God sent a cake and got him out of his wretchedness. Aren't you glad God knows how to send a cake? How many cakes has God given me because I wanted it? I don't know. No number. How many times has God given us a cake that we really wasn't looking for, but God knew we needed it? I can tell you sometimes. 3 or 4 months ago, I don't know how long it's been. It's been this year. On a Friday morning about 10 o'clock when I got a phone call when I was staying at the hospital with my mother. Kay called me and I was standing there on the phone. She said, I got some bad news. I said, "What is it?" She said, "Randy Stafford got killed in an accident a few moments ago. Randy is my best friend. Sat on the front pew at the church. I want to tell you, when nobody else, I tell you, would eat a cake, old Randy would eat a cake. When nobody else would shout, he'd shout. When nobody else would testify, he'd testify. When nobody else would go with me in revival, he'd go. I'm going to want to tell you, I miss him. Our whole church misses him." I stood there and held the phone, and tears run down my face. And I want to tell you, when I walked, me and Kay went by Mitchell Gold to tell his wife. We couldn't hardly control her after we told her. She thought we'd come to eat lunch with her. And after we told her, she run out the door screaming. And we found her out there in the parking lot on her knees, looking up toward heaven screaming. I want to tell you, when those times come, boy, it sure is good God knows you need a cake. Every one of you can look tonight at some tragedy, some heartache, some sorrow, some disease that's come to your daughter, your son, your wife. I want to tell you, God sets cakes on our table when we need it. I was just about to preach, but God just kept telling me to preach this. I had really looked at preaching on standing on the porch. I preached that here in 1988. About the lame man standing on the porch. And I got to thinking. The last time I preached it, the last time I preached it was in 1990. At a church called Big Level, way over yonder. And I just know that's where God wanted me to pastor. I preached that over there. And you know what? In 1988, when I preached that, my wife had just been diagnosed with cancer. And boy, I didn't know Brother Lockie what I was going to do. And I crawled in that old study under my desk. And I run my head up under that desk. And I said, "God, what in the world am I going to do?" You know what God did? God make me a cake. Oh, that's 1987. And I preached that in 1988 here at the camp meeting. In 1990, guess what? They voted on me at Big Level, and they voted me down. And I said, "Lord, I just know this is where I'm supposed to be, over here in Rutherford at Big Level." But oh, God said, "No, that ain't where I want you." And that's where I really thought. But God, make me another cake. Hallelujah, and set me right down in Lawndale Baptist Church. And I glorify Him. I praise Him. Has God ever set a cake on your table?